My name is Kelly Murphy. I am the Senior Health Policy Specialist with a program called First Things First. I'm based in, I'm out of Arizona, obviously. I have nothing to disclose. I want to explain to you before I start talking about our Child Care Health Consultation Program what First Things First is. It's a sort of complicated and difficult to explain to people what I do, so I've taken to just saying I'm a nurse because it's easier. But in November of 2006, the state of Arizona voters passed a proposition called 203. It was an 80-cent per pack tax on tobacco products that funded quality early childhood development health programs. We were originally called the Arizona Early Childhood Development Health Board, and we renamed ourselves First Things First. I guess you can do that if you want. So, fortunately for us, our state legislature, it doesn't sound fortunate, but it ends well, put us on the ballot again this past week to shut down our program and sweep our $345 million fund for the general fund, but the voters voted to keep us in business, so yay. We were founded on three key principles. The local communities are very involved in our program. We have to be flexible to accommodate what is a large state and very unique demographics. We have to be held accountable and be transparent to how we're spending our funds. We have a state board, a lot of nine members. We have 31 regional partnership councils that make the actual decisions about where our funding goes, plus a whole lot of people internally. These are the goal areas that we work toward. The prominent one in this particular situation is health, physical, behavioral, and oral health. Our money, every dollar of our money goes actually out to our regional partnership councils. Every 81 cents of that goes to the regional partnership councils to be spent in the community. We have about 10% that's spent at the statewide level, and then we have another not 10%-ish that's spent on administrative costs. We hold ourselves accountable to that. We can't spend any more than that. So we'll talk a little bit about what the Child Care Health Consultation Program is. There's an expert in child health available to support child care providers. Obviously, we have a lot of child care providers who are great with kids, but they don't necessarily understand how to handle some certain health and safety issues. What CCHC is a health professional with experience working with young children. They have a variety of models and qualifications throughout the country about how people implement this kind of strategy. There's a National Training Institute with child care health consultation curriculum, and there is evidence based throughout the country and a lot of sites that there is improvement seen in health policies and practices, immunizations, access to health care, and self-reported staff competency. What they do is work with the program. They don't work with individual children. They work with the staff at a child care program or a child care home to assure better health and safety standards in those programs. They may provide advice on a single child, but primarily the client is actually the program. In Arizona, we've had this program for a number of years. It started back in 1986. Pima County, which is the Tucson area, and Maricopa County, which is the Phoenix area, got some state contracts to provide these services, grants through the state. In 1999, the person who was working in Phoenix left, and they only sporadically continued the practice. But Pima County continued delivering this service with one nurse alone for many years. In 2002, some funding was made available to send people to the NTI train-the-trainer program in North Carolina, and then starting the following year, several health professionals were trained in how to deliver this. Unfortunately, there was very little funding to actually deliver the service. It was just something else that a public health nurse was asked to do with the same money that they always had. In 2003, Pima County trained and utilized part of their staff, you know, to do the service. In 2005, the United Way funded a pilot program in Pima County, so it grew a little bit more. They got a little more money, and that happened a couple of times. But in 2009, our program decided that we wanted to pick this up as a statewide program and deliver it statewide, so that's what we did. It began originally as an added feature of our Quality First program in the state of Arizona, which is our child care quality improvement and rating system. Our original plan was to have 10 child care health consultants throughout the state. Our regional councils really loved this idea and decided to add additional funding, both within Quality First and then outside of that, for folks to deliver the service outside of people who are participating in the Quality Improvement Program. And we're now up to 54 full-time child care health consultants throughout the state of Arizona. That happened in about a 2-year period, so it was a pretty significant jump. We have a training, and we provide a training and technical assistance grant to the Pima County Health Department. The same nurse who's been delivering that service for a number of years now has the grant to do training and technical assistance throughout the state. And we have two training centers to train staff. But our service delivery contracts are actually with local providers. It's primarily local health departments and public health nurses, but we do have some contracts with cooperative extensions and the Indian Health Service as well. Our requirements are that we really require a registered nurse, an advanced practice nurse, a physician, or a physician assistant. I built this contract, and a lot of people told me we'd never get any physicians to do this, and we have five of them right now. So we're very proud of that. They have to complete the NTI training program. That's a requirement for them to deliver service, and we require experience in public health nursing. And you can see the requirements. We have a lot of requirements, knowledge and background and skills, and a whole lot of things that are relevant to child care programs. So we also purchased a software program to help track all of the work that we're doing so that we can be able to show outcomes. And that program is called CareFax. It's a software system for clinical documentation. It's used primarily, I think we're the only people using this in this kind of a setting. Most often it's used in clinical settings and some health departments and things of that nature. It uses the Omaha system of charting and contains, there's a standardized care pathway. So each health consultant uses that pathway to direct their work. It addresses, I'll talk a little bit more about that in just a minute. Reports and data can be pulled directly from the system, which most people would think, if you have a software system, shouldn't you be able to pull reports? It's been the bane of our existence at First Things First that we built our own internal system, and now we can't really get any data out of it. This is one of our only programs that's allowing us to actually pull data directly at the moment, what's currently in there. The Omaha system of charting is a standardized nursing language some of you may be familiar with. I know some of you are familiar with it. It allows our clinicians to rate the client's knowledge, behavior, and status. So you can look at multiple pieces of the intervention that's occurring as opposed to just, is the knowledge improved? We're really looking for a change in behavior and the background and skills. It's designed to capture information about client's knowledge and behavior and get a better picture of the true outcome that's occurring. This care pathway. Okay. A list of the topics and items that they'll assess or address with each client. And the topics, it allows the service delivery to be standardized in that they're all going to cover all of these topics, but it allows them to remain flexible at the same time. So if they're doing well in this area, they can move on to the next area so they don't have to spend an inordinate amount of time on something that someone's doing well already. Those are some of the topics that are included in there. Those are topics that they work with all child providers on. So where we are now is we have 31 regional councils. We have 27 of those 31 with a contracted provider. Unfortunately, in the tribal areas, it's very difficult to get contracting completed. They have to go through their own tribal process because they're sovereign nations. And it takes quite a bit of time to get contracts signed. We have two other regions that have identified a provider but still haven't signed a contract, and a couple of regions that we just can't find anyone. There's no capacity in the region to deliver it. We've hired 36 and a half. This was as of when I uploaded this. I think we've probably hired two or three more in the interim time. We have training classes ongoing. We actually had a class that just graduated last Thursday. 561 child care providers have had at least an initial visit, and they did 1,200 program visits the last quarter. So that's a pretty significant number of visits that have been completed. Our challenges, as I mentioned, have been finding and contracting with service providers. We had this grand idea that we would just contract with the local health departments everywhere and that they would welcome that, and they didn't in many places. And so a lot of folks had funding cut and were very leery of going through grant funding and losing staff and having to go through that process again, which is very difficult, obviously. So some people just said they weren't interested. We had found other providers in the cooperative extensions. They've been fabulous, and Indian Health Service and some other folks. Hiring qualified personnel, particularly in our more rural regions, has been very difficult. We still don't, not surprisingly, have somebody to deliver service in the Havasupai tribal region that's actually located inside the Grand Canyon. So it's a little difficult to find service providers there. Our Quality First software development and program rollout was delayed due to a whole host of reasons. When you think you're going to start a brand new program, and it was huge, a huge program, you run into barriers along the way. And so that program rolled out a little late, which made this program roll out a little late, unfortunately. Some of our additional challenges, we had some real training on documentation system had to be delayed because of the delay in the rollout of other programs. It caused a huge ripple effect. I love that picture. Don't you love that picture? We ended up completing provider visits without being able to enter them into our software system, and then we had to do them on paper, and then they had to be entered later, which is takes twice the time, so that was a little bit of a problem. But we've had some good successes. We've identified some really great local providers. We have fabulous local health departments and cooperative extensions throughout the state of Arizona. We increased our capacity to train new health consultants. We just sent a person to the Training Institute recently to complete that training so that we can continue on training within our state. We adjusted the service delivery plan to allow providers to receive service sooner. We were sort of waiting to a certain point in the Quality First improvement process before we allowed the health consultants in, and we scrapped that because the implementation was so slow and we just let them in to do their work. And our Omaha system developer came to Arizona twice, we're very proud of that, to personally train our health consultants in the use of the system. So that was really helpful for them to get the information direct rather than to have it come through a third or fourth party. We have a Child Care Health Consultant Support Center website. It's up and running. It's done through the Pima County Health Department. It's a great website. There's information for child care providers on there, for child care health consultants on there. We have an Ask the Doctor section on there where we have a local doc in the Tucson area who will take questions from health consultants or providers and provide advice, which is great. And we have services that are being delivered in the community.
Can you go back to that slide just real quick?
I'm sorry?
Your website slide. Is that public health? What is the rest of the...
Pub Health Nursing. Yep. And that's my daughter. She's cute. And that's it. Are there any questions? Yes.
I have two questions, actually. Do the child care providers pay for the service of the health consultant? And also, what is the incentive for child care providers to utilize?
Both excellent questions. No, they do not pay for it. The funding is completely provided through First Things First grants. The incentive for them in the Quality First program, we actually provide financial incentives for them to participate in quality improvement, and the health consultation is a piece of that. We have a very hearty quality improvement program as far as financial incentives are concerned. For large child care centers, they can receive as much as $15,000 a year in funds to improve what they're doing. And so there's a financial incentive for them there. In addition, at the end of their quality improvement, we're getting ready to roll out a statewide rating system that'll be a 5-star rating system, and they automatically get that rating for free as a part of participation, and it's sort of like a hotel ranking. So the hope is that by participating, their ranking will be higher, which makes them more marketable.
Is it tied to their licensing at
all? It is not tied to their licensing, other than the fact that they have to be licensed in some way to participate. In Arizona, we have Department of Health licensing, which is what you would consider standard licensing, but they can also be licensed through DES, which is the Department of Economic Security, and that's to get subsidies. So they don't necessarily, they just have to be one or the other, or they have to be licensed or regulated by Indian Health Service or a military. That's where I'm from.
Inundated with immunization things that are happening. Like
yes.
H1N1 last year.
That was a big part of the problem, yeah.
So I can see how other state departments might be a little skittish to take mm-hmm. on something else. Have you gone back to see if they're at least supportive of your initiative, and can we at least do support in name and in their messaging?
We do. We stay, because we do grant funding in a lot of areas, even the health departments that we're not necessarily willing to take on this program, we have a grant with every health local health department in the state in some form or fashion, and they are very supportive of the work that we do. I actually just, Maricopa County is huge, so Phoenix is a very large city, and I just, the health officer just told me the other day that 10% of their funding comes from us, actually, at this point. So we know that they're really supportive. They're really excited about the program, many of them. H1N1, they were in the midst of that when we started rolling this out. And so for at least a couple of our smaller health departments, they specifically stated that as their reason for not wanting to participate. Any other questions? Great, thank you.